It's times like these that make me wish I could run away and never look back. I want to scream, but I can only cry internally from all the stress my family causes me. My father and stepmother always go at each other like a couple of lions fighting over a piece of meat. There's no peace, and sometimes I wish I could just crawl into a hole and never come out again. I desperately pray to God that every day would get a little better, but it never does. Nothing ever gets better. The only thing I look forward to anymore is sleep. Constant oppression and neglect from my stepmother only increases with every passing day. Sometimes I can't help but lie in bed and wonder if my family or friends would ever miss me. People cry, or just move on. The only love I remember feeling was from my father, but lately things have taken a turn for the worse. The fights have gotten more violent, and there are days I would find him crying, praying for a miracle to happen. As it grew dark out, I realized I'd been sitting in my room listening to them for several hours. I couldn't hear them arguing anymore. The damned grating noise of the clock above me only contributed to my frustration. That eerie silence heightened my anxiety until I couldn't take anymore. I got to the door, and before I could get to the doorknob, it swung open. It was my dad. Beaten, broken, and bruised. I gazed up at his tired face as I slowly walked towards him. Then and there, I decided enough was enough. I lost all rational thought as I grabbed his hand. I gathered my strength and pushed my way past my stepmother. The rage plastered on her face made me panic as I tugged my father to his car. I got him into the passenger side and scooted over to the driver's side. I frantically locked the doors as I looked for my father's car keys. I could hear my stepmother growling words as she cursed my name. My only thought was to get my father away from here as fast as I could. I panicked as I struggled to find the keys in the little light that I had. A sad and loud bang on the driver's side window sent me into a state of shock as my eyes snapped back to it. I screamed in terror as my mother slammed the baseball bat against the window again and again. This must have been enough to finally snap my father out of his haze. He suddenly grabbed me and shoved me out of the seat. He had grabbed his keys from the glove compartment and started the car before speeding off, leaving a trail of smoke and skid marks behind him. My panic only heightened as we flew down the road. I pleaded for him to slow down, but he only sped up more. I could feel the car start to spin out of control. The sudden thrash shook both of us violently before I heard glass shattering. The seatbelt that had kept me secured broke, and suddenly the world went black. I felt so isolated. The cold, hard ground beneath me sent goosebumps along my skin. As my eyes snapped open, I was gripped with a sudden strong pain as I sat up. My head was pounding from the hard landing. I tried to steady myself and realized that all I could hear was the hollow sound of the car alarm. There wasn't any other noise. Even the cool breeze that touched my skin was silent. I slowly brought myself to my feet as I looked around. Something was wrong. "Dad?" I called out. There was no answer. I hollered again. Still no answer. I started to scream over and over again in my dismay, only to hear silence, to such an extent that my throat began to hurt. I had to stop before I not only lost my father, but my voice as well. I was worn out. I couldn't stop rubbing my eyes. The more I did, the more the light around me started to fade into darkness. I felt uneasy as I opened my eyes. I was suddenly blinded by a single spotlight, and everything around me seemed to fade away. I could hear a faint jingling sound echo around me. It was followed by laughter. I could feel my anxiety welling up again as I called out, hoping it was my father. "Hello? Dad?" Waited several minutes for a reply, but none came. It only seemed to confirm my worst fear. I felt the hair on the back of my neck stand on end as an overwhelming presence seemed to appear behind me. I turned around quickly, and there in colors of blue, magenta, and teal stood a towering jester. The jester carried a mischievous, lazy demeanor. He looked bored and quickly took notice that I was standing there. He didn't say a word. The only sound was the faint jingling of the bells tied to the end of his blue hair. I couldn't break my gaze away from him. His flamboyantly vibrant features brought out so much life and made him stand out that much more. The jester came closer to me with a grin that I wasn't sure I could trust. I didn't understand where he came from or how I came to be in this dark oblivion. Without a word, he started to do tricks that would awe anyone. One of them made a purple balloon with a smiley face mystically appear in his hand. He looked at me again with a smile as he offered it to me. I didn't take it. I didn't know where he'd come from, much less what he was. I drew back slightly as his thoughts returned to my father. I had to find him. I didn't have time for this. I turned quickly to move away, but he was there in front of me again. He looked disappointed and shook his head as he offered me the purple balloon again. I couldn't stand the eerie silence that lingered between us. "Who are you?" I asked after gathering my courage. The jester still didn't say anything, but pulled out a deck of cards. I asked him again, and this time he pulled out a card with a letter on it. It started to dance around him, and with each following question, he'd pull out another card. I glared at the cards and spelled out the name that he presented to me. "P-A-N-D-Y. A candy pop?" I asked. The only response he gave was his wide grin. I didn't know why each time he smirked, it sent chills down my spine. I could feel something was wrong, even if I didn't know what it was. He started doing tricks again, and this time he made the purple balloon disappear. I watched as he made a big lollipop appear, then another and another, until he held three of them. I wasn't sure what to say or do. I only watched in silence. He took my hand and placed the lollipops in my palm and closed his hand around mine. Once again, he made that same purple balloon reappear and backed away. He crouched with his back to me, and all I could hear was the sound of... When he turned around, he held a flower-shaped balloon. Candy Pop's smile was sweet and kind as he offered me the balloon again. I wasn't sure why he was so persistent for me to take a balloon. Maybe he really was just trying to befriend me? After a moment, I finally decided to accept the balloon. I examined it before gazing up at Candy Pop. His expression had changed from that kind of sweet one to something sinister. I quickly backed away and hugged the balloon to my chest tightly. I started to panic as my body began to levitate off the ground higher and higher. I couldn't stop myself from floating further into the light above. What is this? I whimpered as I realized I couldn't take my hands off the balloon. It felt like it was attached itself to my skin, and the light above me grew brighter until all I could see was Candy Pop waving goodbye to me. I could see his shadow now, and I sent a cold chill over me. The shadow showed devilish-looking horns and a tail. When I tried to look at his face again, it was distorted. Multiple whispers surrounded me. I felt my head spinning. I closed my eyes tightly, wishing whatever was happening would stop. "Alex! Alex, wake up! Alex!" I could hear my father finally calling to me. I felt so cold, as if I had been dead. I was frightened and embraced myself so hard that I popped the balloon without realizing it. I opened my eyes slowly, and the bright light that had been overhead slowly focused into a streetlight. My father was kneeling next to me, checking me over to see if I was alive. Almost immediately, I started to cry, and I hugged him. Before I knew it, we were at the hospital. The doctor said it was a miracle we both survived it. Much as it hurt deep down, I was glad that we were both far, far from my stepmother. 3 months have passed since the accident, but I can't seem to shake the feeling that something is still wrong. I'm happy that we both got away from my stepmother and could start again. The rain outside of my hospital window has really made this feeling the beginning of something new. I have to hide my surprise, though, as the doctor enters without knocking, probably back to check my progress. I smile to myself as I watch the doctor's back. Once he faces me, though, my smile quickly fades. He's holding something in his hand as he quietly spoke to me. "You popped the last balloon I gave you. But do not worry, Alex. I got you a new one."